as we are meditating together today, let us consider the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. This is a prayer of discernment, and we discern by connecting to our higher power and asking for help. And then our higher power helps us to see, what are those things to accept and trust and just let be as they are? And what are those things to change? Where is it possible for us to use our courage to affect change in our lives and in the world and in our relationships? But it takes trust to use our courage as well. We're trusting that our courage is going to somehow be used in a good way. So it's always safe to let go and trust if we're really listening to that which is greater than us. If we trust and we fall asleep and we stop paying attention and we're not having the intention to discern, we can run into those experiences where we feel run over or somehow harmed. But if we're trusting and we're really listening, we'll know when it's our turn to take action. The courage will well up inside of us to affect the change that's right-sized for who we are as individuals, as a group of people. And being in this kind of practice of discernment, really praying to that great entity beyond and within us, and really listening, really being at peace with what we hear, that is serenity. That is what serenity is. God, grant me the serenity. Because when I'm serene, I'm able to listen. I'm able to act. I'm able to surrender. I'm able to do whatever is needed. Because I'm serene, I'm in a state of serenity. I'm trusting. I'm with myself. I'm connected to myself. I'm connected to my higher power. I'm enjoying this great paradox of being alive, where I'm both a small individual and a great being living in human form. And I can see this in all of us. I'm not the only one with a higher power. We all have a higher power. We're all great beings in human form. And practicing being in a state of serenity shows us this clearly and beyond doubt. So we can pray, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Help me not even try to change them. Help me be at peace with all that's not in my control. Grant me the courage. Give me the courage to change the things I can. Help me do what I'm here and meant to do. Help me do the thing that I was born to do. Help me do that. Give me the courage to do that. Help me focus on that one thing that's mine to do and help me do it really well. And help me to know the difference. Help me to see clearly. Help me to discern. Help me to stay connected to you so that I know that that which I cannot change, I won't change it. And that which I can, I'll change it in a really good way for the benefit of all beings. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.